In this video, we'll discover types of carb cycling. Carb cycling represents an approach to dieting in which carb intake is alternated. There are no hard and fast rules about the basis on which you do this. Some people alternate daily, while others alternate on a monthly or weekly basis. Some people do long periods of high, moderate, and low-carb diets. Others vary their approach on a day-to-day basis. This means that there is no single type of carb cycling to suit everyone. Everyone should program their carb intake. They can do this to suit a range of factors. These include your own body composition goals, your rest days and training days, your scheduled refeeds, whether you're attending a competition or special event, the type of training you're undertaking and its intensity, your body fat level. Some carb cycling approaches involve 2 days of low carbs followed by a day of high carbs. This pattern repeats. Another approach is to have 2 days of high carb intake followed by 2 days of moderate carbs. There will then be 3 days of low carbs before returning to the beginning of the cycle. Usually, the protein intake will remain similar between all days. Fat intake, meanwhile, will vary depending on the intake of carbohydrates. High carbohydrate days usually mean low fat. Low carb days mean high fat. Another approach involves adjusting your carb intake week on week. For example, you may eat a low carb diet for 11 days in a row. You may then have high carb days for the following 3 days before returning to the beginning of the cycle. There is even a monthly adjustment approach. This involves eating low carbs for 4 weeks and then having a week of high carbs for the 5th week. As you can see, there are many variations of carb cycling. That means some individual experimentation and trial and error will be required. Over time, you'll eventually find the right formula to suit you. A quick overview of some of the most common carb cycling approaches is as follows. An infrequent, large refeed. This involves increasing carb intake every 1 to 2 weeks during a low carb intake phase. Moderate frequent refeeds. This involves increasing carb intake every 3 to 4 days in a low carb intake phase. Strategic carb cycling. This involves structuring menus in a moderate carb intake at specific strategic intervals in a low carb intake phase. When you follow this approach, you'll steer away from a very high carb intake. It will therefore allow your metabolism to catch up to your dietary intake. Carb cycling to gain muscle. Anyone who wants to gain muscle mass will require a calorie surplus. However, when you overconsume calories in the long term, body fat gain is almost inevitable. Carb cycling allows muscle gain to be optimized over fat gain. Like strategic carb cycling, menus must be planned to match your weekly schedule. This will enable you to make temporary surplus of calories to boost strength and lean mass gains.